When a mandatory face covering directive takes effect in Massachusetts on Wednesday, the emphasis in Springfield will be on education, not enforcement. Springfield police officers will hand out free face masks, not $300 citations, when Governor Charlie Baker's order that all residents wear face coverings begins on May 6th.
Let's face it, it's going to be a fact of life for right now that you're going to have to wear a mask.
Mayor Dominic Sarno said he wants to be proactive, not punitive, during the early days of the directive that's meant to help curb the spread of the coronavirus, especially from individuals who are asymptomatic.
We probably would try to keep that going into the weekend before you start with any type of warnings or penalties.
A month ago, Sarno had urged Springfield residents to use face covers, mask, scarf, or bandana in public. But unlike several other cities, including Northampton and Holyoke, it was never made a requirement. Last Friday, Baker issued an executive order making face covers mandatory, with violations carrying a fine up to $300. But he left enforcement up to localities. The Springfield Board of Health is set to approve regulations that will require everyone wear a face mask outdoors if they cannot safely social distance. All store employees and customers will be required to wear face coverings, and stores must post notices in English and Spanish at the entrances. Passengers on public transit, in taxis, and ride-sharing vehicles must also have their faces covered. The regulations will specify a $300 fine, but Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calden-Harris said she hopes for a lot of voluntary compliance.
We do not want to become the face-covering police.
Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Clapprood said officers have found most people cooperate when they are approached for violating social distancing guidelines or the ban on gatherings of more than 10 people.
Most people, when it is explained to them why or we're advising them to do so if they wish to continue whatever it is they're doing, do comply.
At his weekly update, Sarno said the city is seeing a steady decline in new COVID-19 cases, with just 16 new cases reported Sunday.
I think we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The number of people being treated for COVID-19 in the largest hospital network in western Massachusetts has been slowly falling for 3 weeks, since a peak of 179 in early April. Over the weekend, Bay State Health reported the number of COVID-19 patients was below 100 for the first time since late March.
So that's a big milestone for us, and we're really very pleased to see that. We've also been able to maintain low levels of ventilator use and therefore ICU care.
Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State, said the hospital is expanding the testing it offers to include people who have been in close contact with an infected person but are showing no symptoms themselves. Also, tests in the homeless populations in Northampton, Amherst, and Springfield have found infection rates of less than 1%, according to Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.